Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Haven by Suzanne Woods Fisher, performed by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. It never failed to amaze Sadie Lapp how the most ordinary day could be catapulted into the extraordinary in the blink of an eye. She was still a little dazed. She couldn't shake the feeling that it seemed her whole life had been leading to this particular moment. She had a strange sense that this day had come into her life to change her, to change everything. But that didn't mean she felt calm and relaxed. Just the opposite. She felt like a homemade sweater unraveling inch by inch. As she caught her first glimpse of Windmill Farm, she hoped that maybe things could get straightened out once she reached home. Sadie had spent the winter in Berlin, Ohio, helping Julia and Roman, her sister and brother-in-law, settle into Rome's childhood home. A part of every day was spent shadowing Deborah Yoder, an elderly Old Order Amish woman who was known as a healer. Knowing of Sadie's interest in healing herbs, Rome arranged a meeting with Deborah that resulted in a part-time job. A part of Sadie wished she could have spent years studying and watching the wise old woman. But last week, Sadie woke and knew she needed to return home. When Sadie told Julia, her sister's face fell with disappointment. She had expected Sadie to stay through the summer and tried to talk her out of leaving, but old Deborah understood. "The wisest people I know," she had told Sadie, "learn to listen to those hunches." The taxi swerved suddenly, jerking Sadie out of her muse. A few more curves in the road and she would be at Windmill Farm. She hoped the family was there for her homecoming. Wouldn't it be sad to try to surprise everyone, only to arrive to an empty house? Maybe she should have called first to let her father know she was coming. But he would have asked her why she was changing her plans, and she didn't want to say. Maybe she should have at least tipped off Fern, their housekeeper. The one person she knew she couldn't confide in was Mary Kate, her 12-going-on-30-year-old sister. It was well known that MK liked to babble and tell. She was the self-appointed bearer of all news, truth or otherwise. Sadie gazed out the window. Coming home felt harder than she thought it would be. The family was much smaller now. It would be quieter without Rome and Julia, without her brother Menno. Even Lulu, Menno's dog, was living with Rome and Julia now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?